Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, 8, 7, the last of the Perek, and one more on the scenarios where a person is allowed to be killed even without taking him to Beis Din to stop him from doing some kind of crime. So this is the basic classic case known as the Rodef. And the Mishnah says, Ve'eluhen Hashem Matzilan Osan Benafshan. The following scenarios are ones in which a would-be perpetrator or criminal is allowed to be killed. That's to take his life to save him from doing some crime. Now, the crimes here have two basic features. Number one is that you're saving the perpetrator from himself in as much as he's doing some sort of terrible crime, which would like destroy his soul. It's a chayiv, the kind of crime, some of these crimes are from the list of crimes for which the punishment is skila. And also you're saving his victim who he's pursuing. This victim is going to be otherwise harmed in a terrible way. And therefore you're allowed to save the victim by getting the rodef, the perpetrator, to stop. So the halacha is going to be you're supposed to tell this perpetrator to stop. And if he doesn't listen, then you have to stop him, preferably without killing him if you can. But if you can't, you're allowed to even kill him by like shooting to kill, or taking some sort of lethal action against him. And unlike the previous Mishnah, this is an obligation, a mitzvah, on any onlooker to stop the rodef, the perpetrator, from doing the crime he's intending to commit. So what are those crimes? So the first is, says the Mishnah, harodef acher chavero lahargo, if Reuven is chasing Shimon to kill Shimon, so you can stop Reuven by telling him stop, and if you won't, do whatever you have to do to stop Reuven from killing Shimon, even if it means killing Reuven himself. And also, achar hazachur, v'achar na'ara hamurasa. And also, if this rodef is chasing either a man or a woman to violate them, again, so these are talking, we're talking about the man, of course, is always, it's a man doing the chasing, so the man he's going to violate is always forbidden to him, or any other woman who's forbidden to him. So again, saving this person from rape is a mitzvah all to itself, and therefore the person who's looking on has to stop the person who's chasing to perpetrate this crime, even if it means killing them. However, aval harodef achar behema, if the person is chasing after an animal to violate the animal, well again, that is potentially a chi of skila, but we don't kill the person for that purpose, we'll just take him to Bezin afterwards. Similarly, v'hamachalis ha-Shabbos, same goes if he's going to desecrate Shabbos, doing the lamtas malachas d'oraisa, and v'ha-ovod v'arazara, or if he's going to serve idols. In all those cases, ein matzilin osam b'nafshan, you try to get the fellow to not do this crime, but if he won't be stopped, you're not allowed to kill him. I'd rather you take him to Bezin and let the Bezin do what it's got to do, and of course, if the Bezin can't execute for every reason, he's still, chayav misa v'dei shamayim, but we don't kill someone in an extra legal way unless we're saving the person not just from himself, but also we're saving a human would-be victim from being subject to this terrible, terrible crime.